7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli in this hour with some Queen of Cheap specials from Famous Footwear and Toys R Us, to name just a few. Many more coming up in the next half hour of Good Day. Plus, Jennifer will tell us about Andy Rooney and what's going on with him. We are the arbiters. We are the movers. We are the shakers when it comes to success and harmony. We are primarily interested here on the Good Day program of cooperating with you in your quest to have a better life. Something else is going on with you. You have a personal relationship. Now I'm getting psychic, Roberta. You have fertile soil around your home that will help you advance and achieve. The things that will grow in the soil around your home will give you inspiration to grow things on your own in your mind. How's that? That makes sense?
Makes sense.
Put yourself, there is a lot of envy. What's the other word for envy? There's another word.
Jealousy?
Jealousy, maybe. Avarice, is that the word I'm thinking about? I'm thinking he does it. Okay, thank you, Michael. Michael's telling me all these words, very helpful. So anyway, if you are greedy or if you are envious, you will not be as successful. Some people on the surface seem to be successful because they make money, but that doesn't mean they're really successful, because how's their life? You have, if you're working just to make money, or if your whole drive in life is all about money, you will not have a happy life. It's certain that if you have abundance, you can be happier if, in fact, you are able to apply yourself and then take the good things and use the good things that you have to help other folks have good things. You know how that works? So, as I pay it forward, I get heavily philosophical here once in a while. I'm thinking about, it may be that I simplistically apply the tenets of my own motivational mind to things that affect all of us. For example, when you wake up in the morning, you have bad breath. Roberta, do you know?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
You can taste it.
No one has ever complained, so I don't know.
Nobody has ever kissed you in the morning and said it.
Nope. You don't say it. Nope. I mean, come on. Everybody's got bad breath in the morning. Your mouth's been all shut up all night. Ugh.
Yeah.
You need some airflow and some water and toothpaste.
Dr. Harold Katz opened the first California breath clinic to treat patients who have problems with halitosis.
That's like the CBC.
1994 was the date of the first clinic. He's a graduate of UCLA School of Dentistry, has a degree in bacteriology. Say it again, Doug. Bacteriology. Wow. Dr. Katz has been researching the causes of bad breath and has developed a way for you to eliminate it from your life. Dr. Katz, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. I hear you talking about morning breath.
Morning breath.
Morning breath really stinks, doctor.
It certainly does. It happens to everyone on the face of the earth. It's because when you sleep at night, you don't produce any saliva. As you're sleeping, your brain knows you're not eating, so there's no saliva production. Saliva is nature's gift to us. Saliva has oxygen in it. Oxygen is the natural enemy of the bacteria which cause bad breath. You have bacteria that live in the back of your tongue, throat, and tonsils. And these bacteria produce volatile sulfur compounds. These are chemicals like hydrogen sulfide, which is the rotten egg smell. Another chemical is cadaverine. Another is putrescine. That's not my sister-in-law's name. That's a real chemical.
These words are horrible.
Putrescine. There you go.
Yeah, so when your mouth is dry, like when you're sleeping, when there's no saliva, these chemicals sort of creep out and the fumes creep out, and that's what morning breath is all about.
Huh, and that's what it's all about. So you put the good stuff in, you take the bad stuff out.
Exactly.
You swish it all around, and you take the ugly out. The problem that a lot of people have isn't just in the morning, though. It goes through the day. I have a friend, as a matter of fact, I was with him recently, And you know, you want to tell him, but I don't know if it's, I don't want to hurt his feelings. And usually when there's bad breath or something, I always thought it was related, Dr. Katz, to the stomach and things that were going on down there. If you had acid indigestion or things that were going on in your stomach. I mean, there are a number of reasons. You've talked about what happens to mouths overnight, but there are other things that create the bad breath. I don't think we're just talking about in the morning. Some people have it all day long.
The all day long, the halitosis, the chronic bad breath, again, it has to do with bacteria. What's happening there are chemical reactions that take place in the mouth. Now, there are food odors. Obviously, onions and garlic will give you bad breath. They already contain smelly sulfur compounds to begin with. But people that have bad breath all the time do have a problem. They may have a constant dry mouth. They may be diabetic, as an example. They may have large tonsils, which trap a lot of those bacteria. They may have post-nasal drip. Mucus contributes to bad breath because mucus has proteins in it, and proteins are the fuel by which these bacteria create the odor. So there's a lot of things happening, and people may want to know this, that your tongue is where the bacteria are living. They live below the surface of the tongue, so people may have a more fuzzy type tongue and trap more bacteria. And they may have bad breath all the time because of that. So I've actually written a book about this. It's called The Bad Breath Bible. And it does come in Old and New Testament. We don't want to offend anyone. So it has a lot of these facts in there. Actually, what we're doing, because Halloween is coming up, which is, you know, we don't want to scare anyone with a bad breath at Halloween time. We're giving away some free copies of the book. So if your listeners want some free copies, they can just call my office. It's 800-557-6960 and get a copy of the free Bad Breath Bible.
All right. How about if they go to TheraBreath.com, which is a product that has been created to help with this problem? Will they find the book there as well?
They can download it there. In fact, the TheraBreath formula, that's something I developed. My daughter had a bad breath problem. That's how I got involved in becoming the bad breath guru. About 15 years ago, she was in the girls' basketball team in high school. On the way home from school, her friends kept offering her gum and mints, and she couldn't understand what was going on. She had her mouth was dry from after playing basketball or after exercising. And did a little bit of research, and that's how I got involved in the bad breath business. We created an oxygenating formula, which is called TheraBreath. It has a patented oxygenating compound. Oxygen is the natural enemy of the bacteria, so the TheraBreath formula, which is available at, you know, Walmart and Walgreens. There's a mouthwash, toothpaste, etc. So we'll throw in some free samples of the products as well when they call the 800-557-6960. But TheraBreath.com has information. Now, you asked about how to tell someone they have bad breath. We have the Tell a Friend program. So let's say, for example, a very close friend or your boss or someone has bad breath, and you certainly don't want to be unemployed this time of year. Go to TheraBreath.com. On the top of the home page, there's a link. It's called the Virtual Breath Mint. Click on that and a form comes up, and fill in the form. Give me the offender's email address. It's all anonymous. It won't say that Doug told us your breath sucks. Give me the email address. I will send them an email. It's all nicely worded.
R. McFadden at radioamerica.org.
I would cry if I got one of these emails.
and I'll tell them all the facts we're talking about.
M40
how
at radioamerica.org.
Certain medications may cause bad breath, antihistamines, etc. And then I'll take care of it on my end.
All right. Hippocrates was the father of medicine, and he apparently put together, this is a problem back in the 1450s. It's always been a problem. So Hippocrates apparently put together, Dr. Katz, a mouthwash that was made of red wine and dill, Jennifer. Red wine and dill.
I take that mouthwash every night.
Yeah. And supposedly toothpaste goes back to this era, if not before. There is some evidence that the Egyptians used something that had that appeared to be kind of like toothpaste that we use today. Toothbrushes, how long have they been around?
Thousands of years. Someone had actually told me, I had a patient that was an anthropologist who told me that they found methods going back to caveman time where people tried to clean all the gunk off of their teeth. Again, nobody wants to have bad breath. It goes back to the time that we were cavemen. Nobody wants to smell. People want to keep their teeth clean. They want to look nice. The problem is, up until just the past 20 years or so, no one knew what the cause was. Again, you had thought originally it's something that's quite common is the bad breath comes from the digestive system, which is not true at all. In fact, to prove the point after the program, eat a large breakfast and stand on your head. Your breakfast will not fall out of your mouth. Yeah, there are muscles that line your digestive system that prevent that from happening.
How many Americans have this problem, do you think? We have almost, what, we have 300 million people, so is it a third, a quarter, a half?
Oh, it's a third. There's 100 million Americans, and I can name them if you have enough time.
No, we don't, but okay. It's good to know that there are that many. So out of the three people who are here with you right now, me and Jennifer and Roberta, one of the three of us has bad breath. It's not me.
Well, I actually have a machine. I have a clinical instrument called the halometer. It measures the concentration of bad breath in parts per billion. It takes about 10 seconds to measure. So if you ever want to get your breath measured, give me a call. I'll stop by the studio.
I'm going to come to your office I was in Los Angeles last week. Next time I'm in Los Angeles,
yes.
I'm coming to see you.
Okay.
Jennifer is in Los Angeles. She's going to come with me to see you.
And then we'll see who has the better breath.
And we will figure it out.
Right, we will. All right, in the meantime, if you'd like the Bad Breath Bible, call 800-557-6960. That's 800-557-6960. Or better yet, easier perhaps, go to TheraBreath, T-H-E-R-A, breath, all one word, TheraBreath.com. Dr. Harold Katz wrote the Bad Breath Bible. He's created TheraBreath that'll help maybe at the end of the day your bad breath will be gone. So you want to check it out, TheraBreath.com. Good, interesting information, good tips, Dr. Katz. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And we'll throw in some free samples, too, when they call that 800 number.
All
but
right.
You smell good, so I think it's the other two that have the problem.
Doctor!
We'll come by and visit you in another month or so. We'll figure that all out. Thank you, Dr. Harold Katz. The colder the weather, I think, the badder the breath. Is that your experience? I think that's what happens a lot.
No, usually if I put onions on my sandwich, the badder the breath.
That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, 19 after the hour on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
The X Factor in the focus in a moment on Good Day.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When was the last time a Supreme Court decision affected your life?
Because here goes Roberta and all the other abortion crazies.
No, Roberta, we're not talking about that.
On both sides. Yeah, and the gun people, they're going to start calling.
Yeah, they're nuts, too. Okay, so here's the one that really affected.
They're not nuts. They just, yeah, they're nuts. Some of them are a little bit off
we
of the
edge. They're passionate.
They're nuts. Okay.
Whoa, careful there, Annie Oakley.
I don't have to be careful. I got a gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
5 days? But I'm mad now.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3.
All right, we have the X Factor in the audio focus at the moment on Good Day. Simon and Paula, mostly the stars of this, with a group called Astro, performing a rap for Simon and Paula. You heard enough of this already?
I have not heard this song in so long. I love it. This is Chris Cross. Make you jump, jump.
Yeah. Let's hear what Simon and Paula think about Astro.
Astro, you, this is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. But I have to say something, L.A., you should read the rules of the competition. No nepotism. Why do you have your son entering our competition?
Brian, I said before that you were probably the most obnoxious, confident contestant I've ever met.
Good, boo!
Now that's times triple, because you've just come out on this stage, 14 years old, live, and you've just killed everybody.
Right.
That's what I like. And let me tell you, L.A., if this kid doesn't make it through to the finals, you are literally insane.
All right. Next on the X Factor, Chris Rene sang Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
Are you offending me and love don't live here anymore?
No, no,
no. You like this?
No, it's a new set.
Yeah. All right, let's see, hear what Simon and Paula say about this kid.
Chris, here's the deal. When you open up your mouth to sing, there is a genuine truthfulness that's authentic about you, and you're infectious. You really are. You have that spiritual connection that you just pull it in, and you deliver every single time. I wish you the best of luck. Great job.
Thank you.
Chris, you know, I don't think you are the best singer in this competition,
Boo.
But you are one of the best recording artists in this competition. And that's what it's all about.
Right, there you go. All right, so here's Philip Lomax on the X Factor with a monkey song.
Different.
Jennifer, what do you think?
This is like the Smash Mouth version of the song.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth did this for Shrek, I think.
I like it.
I like it,
Roberta.
Too.
We can be
I
the
like
judges.
It. It's very different. I like it. Still like that crisscross kid better.
All right. All right, so let's see if we can glom on to Paula and Simon's thoughts here.
Philip, I know it's a tough job having lots of beautiful women hang on you. But, you know, got to do it sometimes. And you did it mighty fine. You know, one thing about you that I love the most is you know how to connect with an audience. Your smile is your golden ticket. It's amazing. Good job.
Philip,
thank you.
From day one, you really stood out for me. You've got massive potential. But tonight, you were like a racing driver, and L.A. put you into a tractor. That song was exactly what you would say.
That's what I want. Let's get it's some more booze.
The song is
boo.
It's too cheap. It's too throwaway. It's too cabaret.
Boo.
And L.A.,
boo.
On this guy, you 100% boo. Failed.
Boo! All right, that's good, right?
We wow, need to have they're it. Kind of mean to each other, aren't they?
Hmm. Oh, listen. But that's what people want
that's
out
what you
of
watch
Simon.
For, exactly.
Exactly. The X Factor highlighted on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
For thought today, including Roberta's Queen of Cheap visitation, comes up in just a moment. We have these tips for the prevention of bad breath to go over with you one more time. From the Suggestions on How to Live a Happy and Rewarding Life department, cherish your children for what they are, not for what you would like them to be.
You hear
very
that, Lohans?
Difficult.
That's a hard thing to do sometimes.
Very difficult.
Because they will disappoint you.
Yep, they sure will.
Yeah.
Yep, they're not like you in a sense. And so you got to be careful of not making them into a mold that will frustrate them. You want
or
them
you.
To become who they are. Or you. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So here's a quickie quiz. About 5 minutes while Roberta is doing the Queen of Cheap. I would like you to think this through and for a swell prize, come up with the answer. 800-510-8255. This is a verbal puzzle which consists of one word that can be split into two words.
Okay.
The
like
one
this.
Word is an itemized bill. The two words, one is the opposite of out. And the other word is what comes from the vocal cords.
Oh, I know what it is.
So
that's
put
easy.
Them all together, and what do you have? Shh. 800.
Can you repeat the question?
10.
I don't get it.
Yes, this is a
I
verbal
so
puzzle.
The two words is itemized bill.
Would you?
No, the one word is an itemized bill.
Why am I already sorry that I didn't?
It's two words.
800-510-8255, aimed at getting you to think a verbal puzzle. Which is one word that can be two words. One word is the same as an itemized bill. Two words, the first part of which is the opposite of out. And the second part is what comes from your vocal cords.
How easy could this
800-510-8255. You're a genius. Roberta is a member of the Mensa Club. She's a genius.
I mean, I'm half brain dead. I can do this.
That's, we all know that. All right. So before we get to Roberta, shall we review the tips? Richie was not here for our discussion of bad breath.
I was listening to you right on me, telling him to send me emails.
Okay, so let's see here. Clean your tongue is one thing that he recommended. You get that?
Flossing.
You know,
tongue
you guys,
scrapers.
Do you guys have these new toothbrushes with the ribs on the back?
Yeah.
So scrape. That's what I was trying to ask him, but then he kept talking, so I didn't want to interrupt him. But I wanted to ask him if those tongue scrapers really work, because they're like my favorite things ever.
I think they're great.
Well, you get them. Your tongue has so many little filaments in it, and it traps the food particles and bacteria, and that's what is the cause of oral odor. That's better than bad breath. Ladies and gentlemen, may I please tell you about your oral odor instead of bad breath. Roberta, you got bad breath. No. Then don't you think people feel much better? Roberta, I believe you have oral odor.
No. I kind of look at them and going, what?
I believe, Rich, you have oral odor.
I've been sitting here looking at my two words for the past 60 seconds, and it finally just dawned on me.
Duh. That's the idea. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. Chewing sugarless gum is something recommended by Dr. Katz's website. It does sound sort of surprising, but saliva is, as he said, the best defense against bad breath, and sugarless gum stimulates the production of saliva, because without it you have that dry mouth, and it triggers certain things. Halitosis and oral odor, Richie. Yeah. Oral odor.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Cinnamon is a good way to scent your breath. How many people use cinnamon? I have honey and cinnamon every day. And it does. It doesn't. It's if you use mint and some of the other flavorings, they cover up the bad breath. Cinnamon appears to have an over zealous approach to odor, and it gets at them. So that's something that's good to remember. Let's see here. Cinnamon. Keep your mouth moist. So that means drink a lot of water. That will wash away bad bacteria that makes your mouth smell. Let's see here. What else have we got? Your diet. We've talked about that a little bit. If you have a low-carb diet like the Atkins plan, it will create odor. We have to get the reverberator, Richie. Oral odor. That's what that does. Coffee, alcohol, those things are culprits for oral odor. I'm having fun with this if nobody else is. Let's see, mouthwashes. How many people use mouthwashes?
I do not.
I do sometimes.
Do you?
I like the purple Listerine. That's my favorite.
Ew. I brush my teeth with it sometimes. I buy special homeopathic mouthwashes, though. I brush my teeth with it.
What is homeopathic mouthwash?
You don't have a lot of chemicals and alcohol.
Yeah, it's kind of like alcohol.
They make all these alcohol-free mouthwashes, which I've tried, but I like the burn on my tongue.
Yeah.
I don't understand not
You're
having
a
strange alcohol in your
woman.
Mouthwash.
Right.
I know,
if I'm
going
to put alcohol in my mouth, I want it to taste good, and I want to be able to drink
it. Richie brushes his teeth with beer. That's how he gets rid of That's how he gets rid of
absolutely
oral odor.
It's less filling and tastes great.
Oral odor. Okay, last item. Make sure you are healthy. If you have bad health, if you are not healthy, you will often have halitosis. That's often a sign of cancer and other diseases. You didn't know that, did you?
I know that it's like mouth diseases, but I didn't know cancer. That's terrible.
Tobacco. Good God. You know what? I can't even begin to imagine. I was behind somebody in a car driving around the other day, and the tobacco smell was so bad, she had her window open. I could smell it in the car behind her. I can smell how bad she smells.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. Awful.
There's nothing like that old tobacco smell.
Yeah.
A little nasty.
Yeah. Nasty, nasty. Okay. 20 before the hour. Let's do our, get the answer to the 2020 quiz, and then we'll do the cheap thing. Hold on, Miss Cheap. All right, let's see here. Do we have somebody who's very smart? We have a lot of very smart people, including Charlotte. I love the name Charlotte. Charlotte's in Lake City. Hi, Charlotte. Welcome to Good Day. Listening to The Jet, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what's the word that we've created here, the verbal puzzle, one-word itemized bill that comes from two words, the opposite of out, and the thing that comes from your vocal cords?
I believe it's invoice.
Invoice is the correct word. And Richie said, duh, I'm staring it in the face and I don't get it. But Roberta was happy to tell you.
I got it.
I got invoice, but I just didn't understand when you were saying the itemized bill part. And then
Is an invoice.
I didn't know what you were meaning by all
that. There you go. Now, Charlotte, who's the smartest of us all, has won a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Would you like Roberta to come to your house and make breakfast for you, Charlotte? How would that work for you?
That would be pretty awesome, although she might not find much to do in our small town.
No, that's a nice town. I love that town. I visited there a couple times. That's a neat place. Yeah. I like Lake City.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah, very nice town. All right, well, we'll figure it out. Either that or we can send you some already cooked eggs. One of the other.
Hey, that'd be good, too.
We'll figure that out. Charlotte, thank you for listening. Hold on just a second.
You're so generous.
Aren't I, though? And because I am as generous as I am, we have prepared Roberta and her Queen of Cheap. Without me, there would be no Roberta and no Queen of Cheap.
This is
so
true.
Here I have generously given you, without cause and without cost,
she's the Queen of Cheap. The diva comes to
life.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start with one of my favorite stores, Family Dollar. You can get all sorts of great stuff at Family Dollar really cheap. That's why I love it so much. Well, I got an incredible deal for you on the 28th and 29th. I think that's Friday and Saturday, right? Yep, on Friday and Saturday, they are giving you a special deal where you get $5 off of $25. So that's basically a 20% savings.
Wait a minute. $5 off of $25. Why don't you just say for $20 instead of $25, you get this deal? Why don't you say that way?
It's easier to say, because you have to spend $25 to get the $5 off.
Oh, you got to spend it up front, then you get the $5 back again.
Right, you get $5 off of a $25 purchase. Okay. You have to have the coupon, and of course on DougSteffen.com we have the coupon for you. Just click on the link and print it out and bring it over to Family Dollar. We have a free fiber choice sample for you, plus a $2 coupon to boot on top of that. Now, Famous Footwear. Jen, have you been to Famous Footwear?
I love Famous Footwear.
Is Famous Footwear great?
We don't have very many in L.A. anymore. We used to have a lot more.
Yeah. I love Famous Footwear. In fact, I just bought like 3 pairs of shoes there a couple of weeks back, and now I'm like really upset that I did, because we have a coupon for you for 30% off your entire purchase. 30% off. I bought like $100 worth of shoes. I could have gotten got it for $60 or so. So I'm kind of upset, but it's good through the 31st, and you have to like the Famous Footwear Facebook page, and then you get your promotion, you hit the promotion tab, and that's where you'll find the coupon for 30% off your entire purchase at Famous Footwear through the 31st. We have a $5 Lysol rebate when you purchase a Lysol product and you get a flu shot. So you get, buy something that's Lysol, get a flu shot, send in both of the receipts for both, or a note from your doctor, I guess, and you have to do it between October 1st and February 29th, and they have to be postmarked by March 9th, and you'll get $5 back.
Stop right there. I'm surprised Doug hasn't interrupted that. That's good. That's corporate control of your health, Doug. Did you hear that?
Corporate control of your health.
Boo!
And it's making me get a flu shot.
Yeah. Well, if you want the $5 back, if you don't want the $5 back, don't get the flu shot.
Good idea. Don't get the flu shot, and not only do you save $5, you don't get $5 back, you save yourself from getting the flu. All right, what's next?
Okay, one more thing. We have a free Halloween event, just reminding you, we mentioned it last week, free Halloween event at Toys R Us. They're going to have a whole big doo-ha-ha on October 29th. That's
brouhaha.
On Saturday. It's a doo-ha-ha. It's not a brew. It's
brouhaha.
A doo. Doo-ha-ha. Yeah. And you'll get a free SpongeBob Halloween bag and a Jeffrey the Giraffe leads
that's
a parade
right.
Every hour.
I want a free bottle.
And there's all sorts of free giveaways. And we have all the details for you on DougSteffen.com. That's on Saturday. Get the kids in costume. Bring them over there. And, of course, they're going to want to buy something. You know what I used to do with my kids with Toys R Us? And it really worked well. You know, because kids see toys on the TV and I want that.
I want.
We would do window shopping. And what we would do is I would tell them, okay, we're going to go to Toys R Us. And
you
can
look,
stay.
But you can't touch kids.
No, no,
right.
No,
like
you
fun.
Can touch too. You can. We'll stay as long as you want to stay. As long as you want to stay. You can look at whatever you want to look at. We'll take
the
boxes
all the other
down.
Moms
you can
your
look at the boxes. You can play with whatever's out there. We are not buying anything. We made that agreement before we walked in the store. And you know what that did is, you know, they see the toy on TV. They would go in the store and they would look at the box and they would look at the toy and go, wow, it's not as great as
it's not flying across space
on
like
TV.
It is on TV.
Exactly.
It's just
exactly.
A piece of plastic falling on the ground. That's stupid.
So it accomplished two things. One, it showed kids, you know, the things aren't all that they seem sometimes when you see it on television. And two, it saved money because you didn't have to go out and buy the kids these stuff.
Was your imagination
it worked
the
really
magic
well.
Of being a kid and loving toys and wanting it?
Yeah, but Sean, we bought him, I forget what it was that we bought him, but we bought him this car that was supposed to do something really cool. And, of course, you get it home and it doesn't do anything like it was supposed to. So, and he was all disappointed, so I was like, you want your money back? You want to go get something else? Because he spent his own money on it. And he's like, yeah, so we took it back.
There you go.
And he got to tell the person, they said, is there anything wrong with this? And he's like, yeah, it's stupid.
Very good. All right. So that's the
Excellent.
Queen of Cheap report. Also at DougStefan.com in the Better Living Box, you'll find our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has information on Halloween and food allergies. Check it out at DougStefan.com. The fate of Andy Rooney, next in focus here on Good Day.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
All right, so Andy Rooney was announcing his retirement three weeks ago. On 60 Minutes, and now things don't look too good.
No, the story's up at DougStefan.com, so you can get all the details there. But he retired 3 weeks ago from 60 Minutes, and I guess he had some sort of surgery, and he's now suffering from complications from whatever that surgery was.
Yeah.
So keep a good thought for him, because he is 92, and we love Andy. We want him back. We don't
want him back.
We don't want him back, but
have him stay alive would be nice.
Me too.
Yeah. Right.
All right, another health news for celebrities. Julianna Rancic, we talked about her a couple of weeks ago. She's been all over TV talking about how she found out that she had breast cancer. She's only 37. She was trying to get pregnant, going through in vitro, and found out that she had breast cancer. She had a lumpectomy and is already back to work this week, doing very well and back to work at E! Entertainment. So that's very, very good news.
She's kind of wound it up a little bit because her appearance on the Today's show, she almost insinuated that in vitro leads to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going back and forth about that now, saying that she was irresponsible when she was misspoke.
Right. Huh. Also, good news for fans of Unforgettable and Person of Interest. Both of those are new shows on CBS, and they have been picked up for a full season.
A good show.
It's a good show.
Last night's good show.
Yeah, and good news for Scott Baio. He was on Happy Days. He played Chatty. He has a new show coming to Nick at Night. You know, they're doing a lot of these things. Hot in Cleveland, Fran Drescher did her show, Happily Divorced. This one does not have a name. Oh, it does. Sorry, Daddy's Home is the name of this new comedy that they're putting together. And he's going to play a stay-at-home father with a soap opera wife, soap opera actress wife.
That could be fun.
Yeah. You like that one?
Yeah, he's always done a pretty good job.
VH1 is keeping their options open for Celebrity Rehab. If you're a fan of the show, it was put on hold because they were just having trouble getting celebrities to face their demons on the show. But VH1 has not canceled it yet. They're just kind of holding off to see who falls next, and then they'll start a new season of that show. And Donald Trump has been doing a lot of talking lately. He has been kind of... What?
What do you mean lately?
Lately, I know, but he's been kind of giving the old backstab to Rosie O'Donnell, making fun of the weak ratings that she has on her new show, The Rosie Show, on Oprah's network.
Right, put Donald in Celebrity Apprentice over there, and you wouldn't have any better ratings. It's just everything that's over there has gotten lost.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's a lot of networks.
They don't know. It's very hard to find the own network.
It takes a lot of work.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Right. All right, so anyway, hold a good thought for Andy Rooney.
Yep.
Video of the day today at DougStefan.com. You know how I have a penchant for women and fitness. Here's a novelty act. A woman staying fit in a very unusual way. Check out the video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y, spoken by your favorite monkey or your favorite pet. The Warren Eckstein presence is here. He was more famous this past week because of several references on Regis and Kelly to Warren scaring Regis. We'll talk about that in a second as we talk about your pets. Also, awkward pet photos. I'm looking at a picture of a dog, a Dalmatian, and two people dressed up as Dalmatians for Halloween. And I can't even begin to imagine, if you haven't seen this picture, and I don't, maybe haven't, it's been around the internet, it's about as silly or foolish as one can imagine. Anyway, so what other experiences has Warren had with these sort of silly photos of pets and their owners? We'll discuss that in a moment here on Good Day.
Nursing school can cost tens of thousands of dollars a year. U.S. Army Medical Recruiting Commander Colonel Raymond Dingle says the Army offers a comprehensive benefits package to ease the burden, including paying for school through the Health Professions Scholarship Program.
We recruit high-caliber nurses and offer them different ways to pay for school. Army nursing career paths can include work abroad, clinical, administrative, and leadership assignments.
The scholarship covers tuition and a monthly stipend, recently raised to more than $2,000. Other benefits are a signing bonus of up to $30,000 and loan repayment. Captain Sarah Rogers is a student at the Army Graduate Program in Anesthesia Nursing, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report.
I chose
Army Nursing for the team philosophy and training. When I graduate, I'll be ready for wartime conditions or humanitarian missions. From being on a surgical team to commanding a health system, the Army lets you take your interests and skills as far as they'll go.
Visit healthcare.goarmy.com to learn more. I'm John Dritten.
I'm Doug Steffen. He's Warren Eckstein. He hosts The Pet Show. Great radio program heard around the country every weekend on hundreds of radio stations. And you're on Sirius, too, right?
Is that still? We're busy.
Busy. Okay, so here I have this. This is really, we have all kinds of stupid things that people do with their pets, including trying to dress up to look like them. I wonder how many, over the years, you've been doing this for a long time, how many silly photos you can remember of people with their pets.
The silliest one was someone trying to make their dog look like Doug Steffen.
No!
Can you imagine? I have seen the most ridiculous thing. The one of the cutest, though, and it's every year, the dachshund dressed in the hot dog suit. You've seen that, right?
How do you?
That's funny.
With a couple of buns on either side.
A couple of buns on each side, yeah. And a red hot dog in the middle, and sauerkraut and mustard and onions.
That's really adorable.
Yeah. It's really funny.
All right, so that's okay. But there are other. Do you have a catalog at thepetshow.com? Do you have a catalog? I must confess to not having looked there for a while. Of the pictures that people have sent in, you must have. People love to send in pictures of their pets.
Funny you should say that. Yes, we do. There's a whole page where people can send the most ridiculous pictures of their pets. And actually going up in about 2 hours on the website, and you can look at your website and shoot over, is a bunch of pictures I just put up from Tompkins Square Park, one of the largest Halloween parades for pets in the country. Some of the dogs dressed up there are pretty, pretty funny.
Is that considered cruel and abusive to dress up your pet in some really foolish costume?
That's a great question, and the answer is I don't know. It really depends. For example, one of my dogs, Skyler, my German Shepherds, loves to wear clothes. My other guy, the little Chihuahua mix, is a naked dog and is always going to be a naked dog. It's just the way he likes it. He's an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is it really depends. Certain dogs really like it. Other dogs don't. But you need to be careful and make sure that in the outfit, whatever you're putting on them, and if they enjoy it, that there's nothing that can hurt them, nothing they can chew, nothing they can swallow. Just use common sense.
I've put sweaters on Charlotte from time to time, and she just doesn't like anything on her being. Once in a while, I've taken a picture of her with a headphone on her. Yeah, it lasts about 13 seconds.
See, my shepherd's a hat guy.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a hat guy. She loves wearing hats. Whatever hat I put on her, she is thrilled with hats. Yeah.
Right, you were talking about some of the really bad pet advice that's floating around the internet. There's a lot of stuff, advice. There are all kinds of sites for advice, and some of it may be good and some of it may be bad. Experts like Warren can tell you whether it's bad or good or not.
You know, this is I've been in the field of animal behavior for well over 30 years, so I pretty much have it down pat. And really, all of a sudden, in the last 2 years, everyone I meet is either an animal specialist, an animal psychic, an animal communicator, an animal trainer, an animal this, an animal that. And the other day, I was listening to a radio. I was driving around Arizona. I'm listening to a radio show, and there's a radio host there giving advice on what he was going to do to train his dog to go outside. He was going to take his dog over to it and yell at his dog and all this stuff that we don't do anymore. And I just said to me, you know, somebody out there is going to listen. Someone out there is going to have a dog.
I hope you called him on the air and said, this is Warren Eckstein.
I should have. And that dog's going to wind up at a shelter because he doesn't have any idea what.
Was that show you were listening to called The Good Day Show with Doug Steffen?
No. It wasn't a good radio show.
All right. So, and then the Regis stuff this week. You were the answer to a quiz question, I think.
Yeah, 15 years I did that show. So I dressed up. A guy came in dressed as a gorilla, and I got to be honest with you, Regis walked off the stage. He was so scared. That guy really?